Welcome to CFUV 101.9 FM. My name is Sarah Solman, and this is your daily rundown of current events happening in Victoria's Middle Eastern community. January 8th marked the one-year anniversary of the Ukraine flight PS752 plane crash that killed 176 people, including first-year UVic student Roja Omidbakhsh. More than a year later, Saeed Rezvani, former president of the Iranian Student Association, is reflecting back on the initial moments after the tragedy and the scholarship that was created to honor the lives lost.
We had many members of the club reaching out, so we have kind of a large group on social media platforms of Iranians, and so everyone kind of started saying, "What is our response going to be to this crash?"
Rezvani states that as he knew multiple vigils would be held throughout UVic, he began to think about ways to honor the victims in the future.
And I also happen to be involved with Graduate Student Society at UVic, and we knew that PSS is planning kind of a vigil, and also the Cities Association is also planning another one. So at the Iranian Students Association club. Or association, we thought we would take a different approach and kind of a longer term approach, and we proposed in a scholarship. So that was how everything happened.
As the idea of a scholarship initially seemed out of reach, Rezvani reached out to leadership at UVic that put him in touch with the associate vice president and the advancement office.
I took the idea and took it to the university leadership. So I had a meeting with the associate vice president of the Student Affairs, Mr. Jim Johnson. And so I took it to him, and he kind of referred me to the advancement office. And so we had to talk with the advancement office, and they helped us a lot in drafting the scholarship, the narrative, the systems, the fundraising part of it. And that's how we got the ball rolling, and it was huge support also from the university.
To fundraise for the scholarship, the Iranian Student Association was planning on collecting money during big social events that the club usually holds throughout the year. Due to the pandemic canceling those events, Rezvani states that they had to get creative.
When COVID happened, many of those festivals also they didn't happen. So we had to focus more on more online sources, which usually are not as effective. But we were happy with the amount that was raised, and we continue to do the fundraising. For now, online, in the future, hopefully also in person and in the events that we have.
The money that the club raised will be matched by the University of Victoria by up to $25,000. The funds will go towards two scholarships, both available to students who either hold Iranian citizenship or Canadian citizens with Iranian heritage.
So, like you said, the vigil is one visual thing that happens. And as the big and important as it is, it happens one night or maybe even next year. And usually 5 years down the road, if the generation has changed, only a few people of the past generation would remember it. And I mean the generation of the students that are not graduated. This is scholarship. We all thought that it will be in this school for how many years, and no matter if the generation changes or not, no matter how many years down the road, with the scholarship being there, it would be an incentive for students go back and to research or ask from their friends, their parents, that what happened that year, and kind of for everyone to remember the valuable member that we lost in at UVic, and also all of others that we lost on the flight crash, no matter Iranians, Canadians, or any nationality, everyone.
You've been listening to CFUV 101.9 FM's Daily Middle Eastern News with Sarah Solman. This project is funded by Canadian Heritage and the Community Radio Fund of Canada as part of their local journalism initiative. To hear more stories, visit canada-info.ca.